What's good, family?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You already know what time it is.
It's Joey here.
Shiny Sean. Hey, back at it again.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm with my friend.
Okay.
Hey, and.
But he ain't a rapper though.
What's good, y'all, man? Welcome back to another episode. Episode 12, man. How you feeling, man?
I feel great. I feel good. I feel blessed. Life is good.
Good, man.
Life is great.
I'm glad, man. And yeah, man. Season 2 was just, for this season, it's really just to focus on everything that's been going on. So it's like, what advice or how can I just keep people just staying motivated during these hard times, you know?
Yeah. You mean like just us doing the podcast and stuff?
That was the focus on season 2 for real. And I'm just still, you know, just happy and proud that you on the show, bro. It's growing.
Like think back to sophomore year when people were just tuning in every Monday.
Right, on Snapchat.
And then now it's like,
and now we lit.
Now you got different platforms that you're on.
And people not in just Gehenna, but across the nation is listening to my podcast. But I definitely just want to say thank you.
It's a beautiful thing to see.
I appreciate
it's so
y'all.
Beautiful.
I love y'all. Mwah. But nah.
Too loud. Oh, God.
Let's commence into a hot topic. So the hot topic for today, the first hot topic is talking about, well, Columbus State, but everywhere with the Christopher Columbus statue in the downtown Columbus are getting removed.
Good.
Right. Progress, you know. We're taking it step by step. I love to see it.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that they're taking these crappy figures that we somehow built statues for. I mean, if you look at history, it makes sense why they built the statues and stuff like that. But I hope they replace it with the big statue of LeBron. Because, I'm kidding. But
I feel like, for real, I feel like LeBron is going to get a statue in Akron and in Cleveland.
He should get a statue in every single city in the state of Ohio. That Columbus. Man carried Ohio in his back, bro.
Nah,
facts. He is Ohio, man. But anyways, you know, I'm a LeBron. I'm literally a LeBron fan, so it's I'll talk about this forever.
Nah, bro. The next hot topic, Jermaine Cole.
Dang.
I think the neighbors think I'm selling dope.
I got a dollar in a dream.
Thicker than the Old Testament. Cole.
Okay.
I never did this before. Cole.
I can't think of any more J. Cole bars. Day.
First time she was in my math class. Long hair, brown skin. Cole. Dropped a new song, bro. Bars.
Is it even a song? That was more of
a
haiku or something.
It really was. It was like a, hello, I'm here. I'm about to talk about what's been going on and goodbye.
Yeah.
Literally just did it in one verse and I love it. Everything he talked about, I don't know why people, you know, trying to dog him, but it's all right, man. Some people just don't want to hear the truth all the time.
It was straight into the point.
Right. He was like,
that's
look.
It. Ain't no 808s, ain't no none of that.
He said, this is where you're messing up. It's time to fix it. So, loved it, bro.
It was a really good song. I only heard it once when Rashawn played it in the car, but definitely got to hear it again.
You know what's another banger?
What's up?
That movie that you told me about by Spike Lee.
Oh, The Five Bloods, man.
Five
check that movie
Bloods.
Out if you haven't,
it's
man.
On Netflix.
It's
you
free.
Ain't got no excuse.
I mean, it's not free.
Everybody's on Netflix. Everybody's on Netflix. Go watch that.
Go get your homie's Netflix account. Right. You feel me?
Nah, for real. Spike Lee, I'm a big fan of Spike Lee. So I love all his movies.
Yeah.
So to me, it's Spike Lee. You did it again.
You know what's funny? When I saw it, I didn't even know Spike Lee directed it. I just picked it because
it just looked good.
Chadwick Boseman was on there.
Facts.
And you know, he's a really good actor. He takes his acting so seriously.
For
so
sure.
That's what caught my eye. But yo, the acting in that movie is literally a 20 out of 10. It's amazing.
Definitely got a twist to it at the end. So make sure y'all go watch it, bro. And the next hot topic, man. First of all, no, actually, I applaud
What's up?
Protest is still going on across the nation, man.
How long has it been now? Like, at least a month, right?
I feel like it has been a month. It's
been a month, yeah.
Bro, keep on going, y'all. I'm just so proud of y'all, man.
Like,
I really
people
am.
People are really serious, and this is what needs to happen.
This is our year, bro.
I feel like it's not really going to die down anytime soon until shit really starts shaking. But, you know, in all honesty, I feel like we're waiting until November for the elections, you know?
Make sure y'all vote, please go out and vote, just do it.
We gotta get, you know who we gotta get out, you feel me?
But talking about protests, actually I'm going to pause this, bro, because this is, I feel like, to me, this is a serious topic, hot topic. Everybody, again, you know, I love people, I love seeing people protest, I love it. But one thing that we gonna stop doing is we gonna stop coming from for these, you know, these athletes, these, you know, wealthy people, these like famous, you know, people, these celebrities. Stop coming for them. You know, one person in particular that I'm talking about is LeBron. Stop coming for LeBron. You know, if the man don't want to protest, the man don't want to protest. Protest is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Protest is not for everybody.
You see the Chappelle special?
No, I haven't. Like, I haven't yet. That's
basically what he's talking about.
Yeah, man. Like, people can do other stuff. Yeah. Like, LeBron, I know for a fact that dude's donating.
Bro, LeBron is doing a lot.
And he,
more.
And
like,
if you really, and
he's opening up a whole organization to teach people the right way to vote. And I think that's the best thing he can do with the power that he has.
And like, did y'all even know that man spends $10 million? Like, I know it ain't a lot to LeBron, but it's a lot to me. $10 million a year on his school?
Yeah.
Every year he spends $10 million.
And if you look at how
giving back to the community, bro.
Like, if you look at the test scores of his school and like how well, like, these kids are reading above grade average. So he's doing his part, you know?
Yeah, man. Like, cut him and, you know, a lot of celebrities slacked, like, especially the people y'all coming at them for not protesting. It's fine. If they're doing other stuff, then let them do the other stuff, because there's different ways to support our community. There's different ways to help our brothers and sisters across the nation, y'all. Like,
yeah, it's definitely been a very like eye-opening thing to see all these famous people kind of like express their opinions and feelings about what's going on. And then it's kind of weird because you notice how some of them are doing it for attention.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like, I do agree.
Everything is slow. I know you're not shooting. I know you're not out there filming, touring, whatever, yada yada yada. So you need this much attention. And you feel this pressure from your fans to voice your opinion or actually go out there and do something. Now,
don't get me wrong. I do. I'm not saying for all the celebrities, because you're absolutely right. Some celebrities are not doing nothing.
Yeah. You know? And I feel like that's fine.
And that's probably that's fine. Okay. But like, the people who are actually really doing something, man, just chill out, bro. Chill out. Relax. They're taking it a different route. Because at the end of the day, we all want the same goal.
Yeah.
But I'm actually
We're all on the same team.
The last hot topic, this is for my Central State people, man. Rest in peace to Nakia Crawford. That's crazy, man. She literally just graduated high school. And she was coming to our school, y'all. She was coming to the Central State University. And her life was taken away.
Yeah. You told me about that, and I was, it scared me. I was like,
literally was at a stoplight. White man just drove by, sprayed her. Like, that's just crazy.
Just randomly, like, is that, was there any association or, like, I mean, I'm just asking questions.
I know, like, I don't even know. Like, I haven't read up more on it, and I know I got to. But, like, it just hurt me because, like, she was really about to come to our school, bro, and that's just another of my people life just taken away, just like that.
Just another young life. You said she graduated. She just graduated high school.
Yeah, bro.
Man, that's terrible. That's a terrible. She had her whole life
ahead of her, man. She had goals that she wanted to reach, man.
Yeah, that's sad.
Rest in peace, man. Prayers to her and her family. And her friends and her loved ones that are affected by this.
We're praying for y'all. Stay up and, you know, justice for her. For real, though.
Please.
All right, y'all. That is it for Hot Topics. And we gonna commence into the main topic. So the main topic for today.
Judging,
y'all.
Man, this is a good topic.
Because we've seen a lot of judging. But it's not just now. It's just been going on for...
Ever. Especially
ever,
the last, like...
Ever.
With the... Oh, it's raining.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Off topic. Yeah, I mean, I feel like you should break it down first.
Yeah, so you already know how I do it. We dissect it in three sections. So the three sections is knowledge, expectations, negativity. So we're going to start off with knowledge.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
How do you define judgment? And what do you think is the appropriate way to judge people?
To be honest... That's what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there isn't no appropriate way to judge someone. Because that's how we're going. I'm going to give you my answer on the last section.
Okay.
Because to me, I just feel like judgment is negativity. Hmm. It really is negative, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to commence.
Go ahead.
But now with knowledge, I just feel like a lot of people judge due to knowledge and... With the knowledge is they don't have knowledge. They don't have enough knowledge on that person. They don't know the person
at all. They simply don't know the person.
And so it's like they just judge them. And then that can go off like, you know, deep into, you know, discrimination, you know, and just, you feel me?
Yeah, like, I mean, I see you said, like, don't judge a book by its cover, but that's literally what people do, you know?
Right, don't, people judge the book, but they never read the motherfucker. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Man, like, it's crazy, okay, we live in a world right now where mm-hmm. everybody is classified by their
age, gender,
skin color, gender, what you're affiliated with, what you do.
Sad to say, wealth.
How much money you got. That's so important. Oh my clout. Gosh. Yeah, how much clout you got.
Yeah, man.
When, honestly, you should be focused on the person's heart.
Their character.
The content of their character. Not how much money they got, what they're wearing, who their friends are, or, you know, like...
Joey, what did MLK said, bro? Go ahead.
I mean, I just said it. Like,
yeah.
You can't judge a person by, dang, what the heck? I just said it.
Oh, dang it. You just met.
help me out. You can't judge a person by the content of their skin, but yes. Something like content of their character. I said that so bad.
You can't judge them by the content of their skin, but you can judge them by their character.
Yeah. And I think that's such a powerful statement that we all kind of need to go back to. And I feel like we really lost sight of that within the last couple of years. I feel like people today just solely associate each with people who they can benefit from, who they feel that can benefit them. When in reality, I feel like it's such a loose word, but we're supposed to love each other, you know.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
And you can't be judging people just based off of like literally what they look or what somebody told you. Like, you have to go out there and find out for yourself who that person really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to show you the contents of their heart, like who they are, like how they were raised, you know, how kind they are,
right?
You know,
and like you really just have to understand. Just understand, read the book. Understand the person. Get to know the person. Like, everybody has standards. You know, everybody has standards in a friendship, a relationship, you know, people who you hang out with. Everybody, if you get to know the person instead of just off the bat judging them, you'll see who they really are. So you'll see, hey, you know, he's really cool. All right, you know, we gonna be friends. If not, like, okay, you know, I don't like his character, but
just be
you know,
kind.
Just be.
I think it's just be kind. I don't really get this whole thing of like, oh, I'm not gonna fuck with you because this and this and that, yada yada yada, and then just be completely heartless.
Yeah, you know, I see what you're saying.
Like, find it in yourself to just be kind to somebody you don't know, mm-hmm. even if it's like a white person or somebody you don't agree with. You know, like, find common ground instead of judging them. Just, oh, this nigga wearing some beat up, yada yada. I'm not gonna right. mess with that. Like, what? That's so superficial. You know,
right? And also with knowledge, you know, not knowing it, people be afraid of it, bro. People be afraid of, it's the truth, you know. Everybody is afraid of something that they don't know, so fear. They're instantly going to judge it because of their fear.
Fear, yeah, it's real. And you said expectations too, by the way.
That's yeah. The next section, and that's deep. That yeah. is deep. And what I mean by that is, you know, people off the bat. And it can be, you know, not just a random person. It can be your family member. It can be your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, some people have expectations into someone. And when they don't reach it, they instantly downplay you. They instantly judge you. Yeah. And that's not cool. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's human. Everybody isn't perfect. You shouldn't judge them because they didn't reach your expectations. No, you should build them up. You should help them if... You know,
that's what a good friend does.
That's what yeah. a good friend does instead of just dogging them, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's you got to take somebody for how they are, how they present themselves, and that's okay. You know, like, don't put on this fake like mask that Ooh. you're trying to keep up with, don't you know? Be fake. Don't like genuinely be yourself, speak yeah. your truth, you know, speak your truth. And if people don't rock with that, man, it's okay. Like, it's completely fine. We're all entitled to our own opinions.
Yeah.
I feel like, and we have free choice. You know, I can, if I want to choose to do something and you're not rocking with that, that's okay. Like, that's okay. Like, let me just do what I want to do. And then, you just go do your own thing. Or if we're friends, you just support me,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And also with expectations, y'all, you know, yeah, it can be on, you know, others. It can be like your family members having like this expectation and you don't reach and people judge you. But this can happen to yourself, too. Like, mm-hmm. you're an individual. Like, you have high expectations that you want to do this and this and this. And if you don't reach it, you judge your own self. That's crazy. You downplayed yourself.
I relate to that heavy. Like, I'm somebody that's like constantly on themselves about just anything. I want to be the best person that I can. I want to be
right. I agree with that.
You feel me? But I have somebody reminded me the other day that you can't beat yourself up. You know, like, you got to have some level of grace for yourself. And understand that you're trying your best, you know?
That's all you can do.
Yeah, like, just understand that you're trying. And don't be, like, key word that you gotta take out of it is just don't beat yourself up. Like, you're okay if you fall short. Just wake up tomorrow and pick yourself back up. It's a new day.
Keep going.
You know? Focus on building up a tolerance that's not to bring you down, but to uplift you. You know, if that makes sense.
No, it's definitely. Like, it's just with, you know, it's just with all this, you know, with knowledge and expectations, you know, on how, you know, people judge you. It all ties down to the last section, in which is negativity. So your question earlier, I'm about to answer it.
Yeah.
So with judging, just period, is when people judge, is not. People are not judging you on good intentions, if you really think about it. People are literally coming at you negative.
Yeah.
It's not...
Something that you did.
Yeah, there. To me, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but to me, it's like, there's no good about judging someone. There isn't. You know, people say good judgment.
I think there's appropriate judgment.
Okay.
That's kind of okay. where I fall in line.
Okay.
I can't be the type of person that's always going to be like, oh yeah, you're doing great, awesome, like, yeah, I'll do that. But if I'm real, bro, if I genuinely care about you, I will tell you when you're fucking up, you know? And I'll be like, yo, I don't think this is right, you know? I'll speak my part. I think that's appropriate judgment.
To be honest, I don't even think what you just said, I don't even think that's judgment. I think that's feedback.
That's feedback. That's positive feedback.
To me, yes, that's feedback. You know, but I don't fear that.
I feel like
people fear of getting criticized.
Real honest feedback, you know, like real criticism. They take that and flip it into like, oh, this person don't rock with me.
Person judging me, and that's where it's in the era. People need to know the difference, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes time. It takes time. Because I'll give you an example, man. With me going in my freshman year of college.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, you know, I had my brother Joey. You know, he taught me the wave about just being me. And, like, after I graduated, I saw who were my real friends and who wasn't. And really, it was like Joey when we was in high school, graduated. It was really just Joey. It was a lot of fake people. A lot of fake people who treated me wrong during those years in high school. I didn't appreciate it. I didn't at all. But now I realize that. But when I got to college,
there were
just some things that I didn't know that I did wrong.
Yeah.
But the people who were fake to me didn't tell me about my errors. Mm-hmm. So the people that I met in college,
it was just constantly like, yeah, Rashawn, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah. So it's like, to me, it's like, I think everything was normal about me. I think everything was cool. Yeah, you know, I had my flaws. And mm-hmm. I knew, but it was like, okay, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Until, like, literally my friends that I met in college was like, yo, you're fucking up. And then first, I didn't take that. I took that as a disrespect. I was like, yo, like, you're coming at me for no reason. I'm not doing nothing wrong. Yeah. And I had to take time and I had to sit down. And I was like, okay, what are they talking about? What am I messing up on?
Heart check.
Literally. And once when I figured it out, I was like, okay, this is where they're coming from. Okay, they're not coming at me. Okay, they're not judging me. Mm-hmm. They're real. They're so real. They just want me to succeed. They just want me to be better.
And that comes from honestly it comes from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody can look you in your face and be like, you're fucking up, and they're like genuinely like concerned, or like they're trying to they're seeing how you're moving, and they're like, okay, this isn't right, I feel like that's positive feedback for you then to look at yourself honestly and genuinely and be like, okay, I need to fix something here. You know? You can't just be like, oh, I'm perfect all the time. I'm perfect. Nothing's wrong with me. Oh, no. Like, no, bro. Like, that builds up this weird, like, egoism in you, this mm-hmm. individualism in you. That pridefulness that is dangerous. And it's not going to take you far. It's really not. And you have to humble yourself in a way to accept negative feedback and
positive feedback. Yeah. Like, you're going to have to learn how to accept it. You're going to learn how to adjust. You're going to learn how to be comfortable of being uncomfortable, you know, because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, like my friend, shout out to DJ, he told me this, I wouldn't care for you and love you so much not to tell you that you're fucking up.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't, that would be a slap to your face and that would be a slap to my face for not telling you that you're messing up.
No, I agree. I think it's
like that's playing it.
Yeah, I think that's why I think appropriate feedback can be misconstrued with judging.
Judging a lot. I told y'all, man, I experienced that.
Yeah.
So I had to learn, you know, it's gonna take time, but I had to learn that they're here for me, they love me, they want me to succeed. So whatever you know, feedback they're going to give me, whether it's negative or positive, they're doing it out of kindness of their heart. They're taking their time, their energy out to tell me, hey, I like what you're doing. Hey, I don't like what you're doing. You need to fix this. Okay, let me help you. We're in this together, you know. So it pretty much just tied down to really just finding the friends for real.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm just thinking right now, like,
Dang, I lost my train of thought.
Okay. Yeah, you can't. Wow, I'm so sorry.
You good?
I literally lost my train of thought. But yeah, it's judging somebody appropriately isn't negative at all. It should be encouraged in a way.
Judging?
And not appropriately judging somebody. Okay. I think it even says somewhere in the Bible that don't judge, because if you judge, it'll be like with that judgment that you're giving,
God's going to judge you at the end of the day.
It's going to be brought upon yourself. Yeah. But as Christians, we're supposed to judge what we see as incorrect. If we see somebody doing something wrong, you're supposed to be like, yo, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's not coming from a place of like negativity or me trying to dog you or this mm-hmm. or this and that. Nah, fam. It's coming from a place of I care about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's good. You know?
Now,
that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
I just really thought about this.
What's up?
So, we talked about, you know, not judging others. But how are we supposed to react when people judge us?
I think it's...
That's really... Because now I'm looking at it like not, you know... Of course, we talked about, you know, if people give you feedback and judge you the appropriate way. Okay, you know, that's cool. But what happens if people are just judging you, like, literally just throwing negativity your way? So, like, how would you feel like you would handle that? Like, I feel like that's a... To me, I just ignore it, you know, just walk away. But a lot of people... I'm not going to speak on everybody, but some people can't do that. You know, some people listen to that and that gets in their head and brings them down. So it's like, what can we do or what can we possibly, you know, give the best advice on how to handle those situations, you know?
When you're literally, as you're asking this question, I'm thinking about this class that I'm taking right now. It's a business class and it was saying how entrepreneurs think, right? Mm-hmm. And they literally... Entrepreneurs think that everything that they do, right, to help promote their business is solely if, like, it's in their power, that like they affect that.
Yeah.
So if you put that in terms of life and you're like, okay, if you understand that all the energy that you put out, whatever you're speaking, is it honest? Is it truthful? Are you coming from a place of you, right? If you understand that you are in control of your relationships and how people affect you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like I said, I feel like it builds up a tolerance for you to understand when judgment is negative and when it's positive. Because then you're taking it in, you're like, okay, I understand that I'm doing my part and I'm a positive person. I'm speaking from a place of truth and I'm trying to be as honest and kind as I can be. But if this person keeps on judging me and saying all these negative things, then you're gonna know that there's a gray line. You feel me?
Yeah, you're gonna have to probably cut them off.
And you're gonna be like, okay, all you're doing is just being negative to me. So I can't rock with that anymore. You know, like I'm trying my best to better myself here and gain a profit, quote unquote, with an entrepreneurial mindset, like, of happiness and all this stuff. I hope I'm making sense here, but it's just, if you understand that you're in control of everything. If you just like you said, bro, with your example of how you got to college and you realized that all these people aren't coming at me, they're trying to help me. It's like a realization that you said that you made that, oh, okay, what I'm saying, what I'm speaking, people aren't registering it the way that I want them to. So you changed. You feel me? You took that power upon yourself and you turned it positive. You know what I mean? You self-reflected and you understood that, okay, I'm not moving the right way right now. You know, with the people that love me are telling me I'm not moving the right way. Also, it's a self-reflection that you took upon yourself to just turn it positive. Yeah. You get what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it, y'all. Judging. Knowledge, expectations, negativity, man.
Don't judge a book by its cover, man. Really. And be kind. Like, be a kind person. Like,
understand.
Yeah.
Understand each other, you know.
just get to know them, you know, and just appreciate each other, you know, lift them up. Don't be so negative. Give them feedback, you know, if you really care about them.
And be honest. Like, right. Don't think that honesty and speaking your truth.
Honesty.
Yeah, like, don't think that just because you think differently than what this person is saying is bad. Like, no, like, if you guys are, if it's real, man, then it's a, you can speak, you can be honest, and that person's going to be like, okay, I hear you, I understand you.
But, I agree with what you're saying, but some people don't take honesty too kindly. So it's like, you got to know your person. That's not your issue, then. You got to know the person. So, like, I'm just saying, like me, my person, my type of person, like, don't sugarcoat me. You feel me? Keep it 100 with me. But some people, you know, you can't be 100 with everybody. You see what I'm saying?
You can't.
So that's not being fake.
Individually, now, as we're growing up, bro, I feel like you have to be. That's what you have to do now. Like, you have to come from a place of strength when you're speaking. Like, don't when you talk, like, don't sound weak. You feel me? Okay. Don't feel weak.
Okay.
Like, speak from a place of, I keep saying, honesty and strength. And if people don't rock with that, man, and you're being genuine, then that's not your issue, I feel like. Okay. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
As we're growing up, like, I'm more focused on being honest and being kind and doing my research properly and understanding and gaining knowledge and then voicing my own opinion of that, you know?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So pretty much, we can keep, we just had to communicate.
We just have to communicate.
We can set it a different tone instead of it making it seem like we're coming at them.
Yeah, that's
okay,
the thing.
I see what you're saying. The thing. I see. Communication.
Stand strong in what you believe, yes, you know?
Thank you for the communication.
Yeah, what's good, bro? be strong in, like, you have to be strong in what you say all the time. You just have, like, that's what you have to reach, that's where you have to aim to, you know, like, to be a kind and honest person all the time.
Facts.
You can't be wishy-washy here with this person and then, nah, like, be somebody, you know what I mean?
Be consistent.
Like, stand for something.
Yeah.
Stand for something.
Facts. Right, y'all. We gonna get into
stand for your values, sorry. Stand for your values.
Nah, man. Period, Joey. My man was going off, man. I was like, sheesh.
Yeah, man. Scared of you, man. People are just out here just... You shut down people and you shut down a relationship. You cut people off and, like, I get it. I you know, and I do that all the time in a way. But
if they have good intentions, man, don't cut them off.
But you gotta give people the benefit of the doubt too. Yeah, at the same time,
that is true.
You know,
that is true.
Like, approach people and speak to them like they can teach you something, and that's just one perspective to approach. This, I guess.
Facts, nah. We gonna get into the call-in section. We probably gonna do maybe just one or two lucky callers.
For sure.
We're just gonna ask them how to be kind, or what ways can we be kind towards each other?
Yeah, what are ways we can be more kind to each other?
Okay.
The current climate that we're living in.
Yeah, actually, nah. Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. After everything is going on, how can we be kind towards each other instead of judging each other?
Yeah,
I like it. All right, y'all, we're going to come into the call-in section. We have our first caller of the day. Please, caller, state your name and where you from.
Hey, Sean. My name is Kiki, and I am from Arizona, Phoenix, to be exact.
Hey, little sis, I miss you so much. How you been?
Hey, I miss you too.
But anyway, let's commit into the question. So the question for today is, how can you be nice towards just anybody instead of just judging them, you know?
Me personally, like, the way I attack situations like that is, like, I just try to be nice to everybody, like, as much as possible. Even, I'm a big energy reader. Like, I like to read people's energy, read their vibes, and I try to give people the benefit of the doubt, I guess you could say. Because, say, maybe I'm not reading the best energy off you, that could be maybe because you, something rough happened 10 minutes ago, something rough happened yesterday, and maybe that's still attached to you, but I'm not going to let that define how our experience is right now, because... You know, a bad moment does not mean a bad day. A bad day does not mean a bad week. And a bad week does not define a person. But definitely because I would want somebody to look at me that way as well. So I do my best to just be as nice as possible to everybody, even if I'm over the top and annoying about it, because I know that, like, everybody is not nice. I know you experience really crappy people throughout the day. So I'll just be like, you know what? I'm about to be the most bubbly, cheery person, because this could really uplift your mood. This could change your perspective, whatever, because you never know what somebody going through. Like, if I walk up and I start judging somebody, or if I'm mean to somebody, like, that could take them over the deep end. That could take them somewhere dark. That could take them somewhere they don't want to be. Right. And I don't wish that on nobody. So I try to show as much kindness to strangers, family members, friends, all that, just to make sure, you know, my people cool.
Okay. Period, sis. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you answer the... That's how you answer the question. Little sis, as always, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you. And actually, today, you are the lucky caller of the day. And so, basically, what we're just doing is just shout out. So, if you got a brand, you got a logo, or something that you want to shout out, go ahead.
I guess, you know, if we got any other Arizona, Phoenix specifically listeners, I do have a at-home pedicure manicure thing that I'm starting. Okay. I got a lot of local clientele, and we just out here trying to give women and men some self-care tips. It's me and my family, and we just out here letting everybody know that for the summer, you know, we might not get you the long bedazzle acrylics, but your nails are going to be healthy, your feet are going to be healthy, and you're going to be all right. You're shining,
that crypto gel on your nail make you look so pretty. You look like cheerleader or something. But nah, that's what's up. I actually didn't know that. So definitely, where can they follow you at on IG or Twitter that they can, you know, just DM you about it, you know, if a person
is interested. Right now, we are working on a business-only page. It's okay. Still in the works.
Okay.
But until that is up, you can hit my personal account at baby_girlkeke. That is K-E-K-E. DM me. We can talk about location. We can talk about prices, the services you're looking for. If it's about your feet, your nails, your eyebrows, if it's about your skin, baby, we got it all.
Bet, period, yeah, man. People in Arizona, if you want your nails look good, your toes look good, your face beat up, go ahead and hit my girl Kiki. But all right, Kiki, thank you again for calling in. And
much love.
When you definitely back in my city, let me know.
I got you.
All right, I'll see you later.
Bye.
We have the next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Ocean Washington from Ohio.
Oh, hold on. We got to pause. Ocean, where you been, man? We miss you. We haven't heard from you in a lot of episodes. How you living?
I've just been chilling, for real, you know, at work. You know, June 2th was just around the corner, you know.
Okay.
Been chopping up with the fam.
Okay, I feel it. How you been doing during this protest? You been okay? You been safe?
Anybody could do, just try to be safe, you know.
I feel it. Okay, so my question to you is, you know, with everything going on, it's just pretty much just a in general question, just how can we be kind towards others instead of just coming off or just actually just judging them?
Well, first, don't judge anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone how you would want to be treated, you know. Treat everyone with respect and love. Like you said, we go on with everything going on these days. That's really all you have for each other, you know, is that love and respect,
you know. I feel it. That's on period. Just want to say thank you again, as always. Definitely tell everybody where to follow you at, and then also talk about your brand.
Well, my personal Instagram is ocean_08, and there's 4 underscores. And then, yeah.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
All right, bet. Good luck, Ocean. Appreciate you as always. And don't be a stranger. Call back. What are you doing? Anyways, I'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, bye. That is all the calls for today. Definitely had a low amount of callers. So, man, but y'all just call in, man. Call in. Don't hesitate. Don't be scared. We not scary people. Just call in. But for the next episode, just call in at 614-680-3464. And then, you know, you have a maybe potential to be the lucky caller. So just call in. Just talk to us, you know. And that's it. But anyways, hope y'all enjoyed the show. Have a great rest of your weeks, young kings and queens. And we will see y'all next Monday. Shine and shine out. Peace.